From Interlochen Public Radio, this is Gameplay, a show celebrating the vast worlds of video game music through the composers and performers that bring them to life. I'm your host and guide, Keith Brown. Thanks for going on this adventure with me. On this week's episode, game music that sets a mood. Though plenty of video games are about pulse-pounding action thrills, there are also lots of games that are more atmospheric, reflective, even meditative. And music plays a major part in creating the atmosphere for your experience. Today, we'll enjoy some mood-setting game music. We'll sail peacefully down majestic dunes. Take our first steps up a mystical mountain. Hunt for clues to solve a mystery. Build a colony on the beautiful Martian landscape. And more. We'll begin with music from Journey, a game which earned numerous accolades on its release in 2012. As a player, you control a robed figure traveling across a huge desert towards a faraway mountain, sometimes encountering and helping other players, with whom your only means of communication is a musical chime. Austin Wintory's score was the first video game soundtrack to be nominated for a Grammy. It features several instrumental soloists, including Amy Tatum on the bass flute and cellist Tina Guo. Thank you. the first two tracks, called Nascence and The Call, from Austin Wintory's Grammy-nominated original score for the game Journey. You're listening to Gameplay from Interlochen Public Radio. This week, we're enjoying some mood-setting game music. Journey's music always evokes a feeling of spiritual solitude and of smallness before nature, but it isn't without moments of lightness and play, too, which we'll hear in a moment. It was a groundbreaking game because of the way the player's actions shape the music in real time, as though Austin Wintory were writing a special score in the moment, just for you. The way the player moves through the world and interacts with it changes the instruments, tones, and harmony you hear, making this game a movingly personal and self-reflective experience for each individual player.
Thank you.
a track called Threshold, from the original soundtrack to Journey by Austin Wintry, spiritual music for a game with a special connection between score and player. I'm Keith Brown, and this week on Gameplay is all about atmospheric video game music. Our next piece is for a different kind of journey, that of climbing a mountain inside oneself. It's from a game called Celeste, with a score by Lena Rain. In this hugely successful release from 2018, the player controls main character Madeline as she dashes and leaps over colorful obstacles to climb Celeste Mountain, a metaphor for her inner struggle with anxiety and depression. Rain's music for the game is built upon a mix of synthesizers and piano. Here's a track called Golden. That's music from Lena Raine's original score to the 2018 video game Celeste. It's a track called Golden. This week on Gameplay, we're exploring some soundtracks that are all about atmosphere. And in our next game, we'll leave Earth's atmosphere behind entirely to build a home on Mars. Composer George Strezov wrote this music for 2018's Surviving Mars. It's a sci-fi strategy game in which players gather resources and manage environmental hazards to construct a colony on the red planet. Strezov called on a rich variety of colors for these beautiful soundscapes, including vintage synthesizers, digital instruments, and the musicians of the Sophia Session Orchestra. Most of the tracks on this album are named for chemical compounds or elements. The title of this track is simply H2O. Thank you. H2O is the name of that track, certainly one of the most precious resources when building your city in surviving Mars. The music for this complex strategy game was written by George Strezov. You're listening to Gameplay from Interlaken Public Radio, and I'm Keith Brown. This week we're relaxing with ambient selections from video game soundtracks. Strezov's score for this game has a minimalist flavor with a steady rhythmic drive that mirrors the constant, slow building of your Martian colony itself, while melodies evoke a sense of adventure and longing for a faraway home on Earth. Here's another track from Surviving Mars, Magnesium Oxide, or MGO.
Thank you.
music by George Strezov from the original soundtrack to Surviving Mars. That piece was called MgO, or the chemical formula for magnesium oxide. This is Gameplay from Interlaken Public Radio, and for our next video game mood, we'll shift the tone to one of intrigue and mystery. The 2019 title Telling Lies is an intimate narrative thriller in video game form. It's a game that involves searching by keywords through a stolen NSA database of video footage of four people whose lives are all linked to a mysterious event. As you play, you attempt to piece together jumbled footage to find the secret truths underneath the lies. Composer Nainita Desai's music rewards you for digging deeper. When your hunt reveals previously unseen sides of a character's personality, hidden musical loops begin to reveal themselves. Thank you. Nynita Desai's music sets a mood of mystery and hints at the inner life of the four lead characters in narrative game Telling Lies. We heard two tracks from her original soundtrack there, Telling Lies, Dawn, and before that, Trust. I'm Keith Brown, and this is Gameplay. So happy to have you along. This week's program features music that's all about atmosphere, and our next game gives you plenty of space to soak in its ambience. Far Lone Sails takes you on a hauntingly beautiful trek across a barren, lonely world by means of your vehicle and traveling companion, a huge, jury-rigged landship propelled by an engine and sails. Joel Schoch's contemplative music for the game features solo instruments like saxophones, trumpets, and mandolins alongside synthesizer tones. Thank you. Sail, My Friend, and before that a track called Not Alone, music from Joelle Schock's original soundtrack to the game Far Lone Sails. For our final atmospheric video game track on gameplay this week, we'll return to Lena Raine's music for Celeste. Madeline, the game's main character, has a friend and confidant named Theo who helps her out on her quest up Celeste Mountain. An aspiring photographer, his reason for climbing the magical mountain is partly to take pictures to boost his social media following, although he also helps Madeline through some difficult moments. We'll hear now Madeline and Theo. More of Lena Raine's music from Celeste. We heard a piece called Madeline and Theo. As we've heard on today's episode, video game music isn't only about bombastic action and adventure. Often, its aim is subtler, to give you space to reflect, to contemplate, and to have your own experience. Thanks for listening to Gameplay from Interlochen Public Radio. To learn more about the music from this episode, visit our website at classicalipr.org. Support for the music heard on this program comes from the Robert T. and Ruth Height Hughes Memorial Acquisitions Fund. Special thanks to Michael Kuller for engineering assistance. Amanda Sewell is IPR's music director. I'm Keith Brown, host and executive producer. So long, until our next adventure.